most of the cows I ever milked, that when it, we started milking them, we started training them that way, and we didn't ever have any problem.
What do you say to mules or horses to make them go left and right?
Let's see, to make them go, I believe left you say ha, and right you say gee. I may be all wrong, it might be the other way around, but I believe that's right.
What do you say to call a horse from the pasture?
Well, usually there's a whistle that you whistle, you know, and they understand that whistle. Now the girls, that girl that was here yesterday and her sister, they've got a horse out there in the pasture, and they'll get out there and just start whistling between their teeth and he'll come. They don't call him by name. His name's Dan. And of course, when we were kids, they'd try, when they'd start to call a horse, they'd say, Cope, Cope, Cope. I don't know what that meant, and I don't reckon the horse did, but usually they'd come.
What do you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up.
And what if he's moving, already moving, and you want him to go faster?
I don't know. Just usually slash him with the lines a little, I guess, is what you'd do.
Anything you say?
I don't think of anything. Just tell him to get up again. Get up. That's what I think they claim you say, but we always just said, get up.
What would you say to stop him?
Go.
And to make him back into a buggy?
Say, back up and pull the lines back.
How do you call hogs?
Piggy, piggy, piggy. You know, just any size hog.
What about sheep?
Well, now, I don't know about that. We never did call ours because they hardly ever came up to the house, and I don't know how you'd call a sheep.
What about chickens?
Say, cheek, cheek, cheeky.
And if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
I guess you'd say groom your horse, however that wasn't a popular word with farmers. They'd usually say, I want to use the comb on them and get some of the tangles out of their mane and tail and all, and they'd use what they called a curry comb. There wasn't much grooming time on the farm because usually when a horse got bathed, it was when it come a big rain or something like that, and then they just take the curry comb and keep those tangles out where the harness wouldn't make sore, rub them and make sore.
You say before you hitch your horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to do what?
Put on the harness.
What do you call that? You say you have to?
Hitch them up is what we say.
When you're plowing, that thing that the plow cuts, you call that the
furrow.
And the horse that walks in the furrow, you call him the...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear lead horse or nigh horse? Or...
Well, lead horse is what we always call. Sometimes they'd have to hitch three to a plow. And he'd go, there'd be one in front, and that was the lead horse. Of course, we didn't ever do much of that around here.
Do you ever work with anything besides horses and mules?
You mean?